Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for Thursday, December 5th, 2024. My apologies for not being on the air for December 4th of this year. That was Wednesday, by the way. The reason why is, well, I just can't explain. But anyway, enough of all that. I do not know why I minimized that. I probably shouldn't have done that. There we go. Hopefully that won't hurt it. Anyway, let's go ahead and read the weather now. I got pulled up here. Here's the latest report for Thursday. It is foggy right now, with 29 degrees Fahrenheit. Wind southeast at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 90%. Barometric pressure is 30.36 inches. On Thursday, later today, it'll be cloudy with a high of 32 and a low of 29. On Friday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 49 and a low of 42. On Saturday, it'll be raining with a high of 49 and a low of 41. On Sunday, it'll be raining with a high of 50 and a low of 41. And then on Monday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 48 and a low of 40. There you go. That's your weather forecast. Monday will be my birthday, by the way, if you're wondering. So there you go. Anyway, I don't know what else to say here, not really. Oh, we got a notification from Amazon. Let's see what it is. Alexa, where are my notifications? What's this? I don't know if you were able to hear that. It didn't look like you could, but it looked like it said the air stagnation advisory was extended to some date. I couldn't understand it either. I didn't even pay attention now. I forgot. You know what? We could just look it up online. Okay. Dallas, Lincoln City. It's even better, Lincoln City. That's funny. Go Chinook winds, as I always say. Right, let's see when this air stagnation advisor got extended. Okay, it says until December 7th at 4 a.m. Okay. All right. We've already read today's weather, so we don't have to worry about that. Boo-boo-boo. Should have done that, but well. Anyway, move that a little bit there. There we go. That's better. Don't really know what we can do now for the rest of the segment, guys. Really. Trying to figure that out. I did get, like, this Spotify for Creators thing, last night while I was at Trivia, but I could tell you about it, but, I mean, I guess we could. I don't know if it's still in my history. I think it's in my history on my iPad. I even downloaded the Rap 2024 thing there. History. Wednesday evening. It might be under Wednesday afternoon, actually. Oh, no. Yeah. I think it's right here, I think. Okay, we gotta rotate the device to view the experience, so we'll do that. ...2024 Wrapped. For Turkey Fox Radio On Demand. Yeah, let's do it. Fans were really loving our show in 2024, you know that, right? Do we ever wonder who our audience is? Well, we'll see who it is then. Let's break it down. I know this is kind of personal, but hey, we'll tell you guys anyway. The listeners by age were 25 to 29, so of course it is. Let's share that. There we go. Where in the world have you been? You've traveled the globe. Well, we've traveled the globe. We've been streamed in 3 countries. The United States is our top country. Duh. Longest listeners are from the U.S. Your oldest are from Switzerland. Your fans have great taste, obviously. They sure do. Other than your show, they also love these different shows, including Moment Mail, Gerfoot, whatever that is, Ends with Alert. They also love the Jordan B. Peterson podcast. I think I've heard that one before. Meditations podcast, the Ghani's Soul Exposition. They were interested in drum and bass and pop music. Pretty cool. Let's see what kind of creator we are. Scroll down quite a bit. Yeah. The storyteller. Yeah. We're storytellers, guys. Thank you for giving people something to talk about. Well, you're welcome. But it's not over yet. Keep the conversation going and share with your fans and learn how we can grow our show in 2025. We'll see. Anyway, enough of all that. Let's go to commercials here. And we're going to put our commercial in now, of course. That one, that one. I'll just put this one in first. That's half, one half, two and a half. Okay, yep, then that one. Okay, that makes sense. I'll put music in. And I think we're going to put in, too long. Yeah, 5 minutes. Okay, screw it. Okay, let's put in something I haven't played before on this show. Queen and Everyone Bites the Dust. Yeah. And we'll play Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera. That should work good enough. So I think 3.5, 3.5, that's like 7 minutes. That should work. I think. I don't know. I've done it before. It did work before, so I want to confirm this break is 3 minutes. It is half, one half. Yeah, it's 3 minutes. Okay, so this break should work theoretically. So there you go. But anyway, like I said, we got to take a look at our Spotify rap for our morning show, which is pretty cool. We're storytellers, guys, I guess you could say. But anyway, enough of all that. Coming up in the next segment is Food Talk. Yeah! So we're going to read some recipes off of the food.com website, so there you go. But anyway, enough of all that. Coming up is Food Talk in the next segment. So there you go. But anyway, like I said, Food Talk is coming up next. And like I said, there you go. Food Talk. We're going to read some food recipes. Maybe we'll take a break from the gingerbread man recipes. We'll see what happens. Hey, have you had enough of that? We'll see, though. But anyway, coming up is Food Talk at 8:20 a.m. We will be right back right after this. Don't go away. Yep. That was Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera and Everyone Bites Dust by Queen right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. So there you go. Anyway, it's now time for food talk. So here we go. But before we do that, let's close this door, because this door does not like shutting all the way for some reason. So there we go. Alright, so I'm actually going to turn my mic down a little bit, just a little bit, because that video that my brother was watching could get quite loud, but at least they had that other video that I didn't like. It's a different video, but actually, in my opinion, I think it's actually quite funny, actually, but I'm just turning down my mic a little bit, so don't try to interfere with my show, but I will admit, though, the video is quite funny. But anyway, enough of all that, moving on to food talk, let's just look at some community picks. Because like I said, we're going to take a break from the gingerbread recipes. I think we're arguably getting quite out of that, quite tired out of that. Kitten Cow's Top 60 Recipes, huh? Let's see what this is about. I've never heard of that before. We'll check this out. Users are what make food.com so great. There's no home cook quite like Kitten Cow. Aww. Known by the community as a purveyor of nothing but the finest recipes, this is a collection of their top-rated dishes. And it doesn't kick off with the Italian melt-your-mouth meatballs. Submitted by the one and only Kitten Cow. Aww. I'm just saying that because it's got Kit in the name. Ready in 50 minutes, it yields 1.5 pounds, 10 ingredients, so here we go. Here's what you need. 1.5 pounds of ground beef, a mixture of 1 pound ground beef, and 1/2 pound of ground pork will also work well too. Yeah. 1 large egg that's slightly beaten, 1/2 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, 1/3 cup of breadcrumbs, or you can just use enough to hold the meat together. Please make sure no dry breadcrumbs, or you can just soak 3 slices of bread in the 1/3 cup. 1 to 2 tablespoons of fresh minced garlic, or use 1 teaspoon of garlic powder or to taste. yeah, 1 to 2 teaspoons of salt, or to taste, she uses 2 teaspoons of seasoned salt. Also, you'll need 1 teaspoon of fresh ground, black pepper, 1/3 cup of milk, you can also use up to 1/2 cup of milk, 1/2 teaspoon of dried oregano, this is optional, it's just mainly to taste. You also need, 1/4 cup of chopped fresh parsley, or 2 tablespoons of dried parsley. Now, here's directions. First, you want to mix all the ingredients together in your large bowl. Then you want to shape into small meatballs. Now, at this point, you can place on a jelly roll baking sheet and freeze to use later. Or cover it with plastic wrap and refrigerate up to 24 hours before you use it. Then after that, drop the meatballs in the simmering pasta sauce, and do not stir it for at least 20 minutes or until you will risk breaking those meatballs. Now, continue cooking the simmering sauce for another 20 minutes. Now, depending on how fast your sauce is simmering, like 40 minutes total, that should fully cook the meatballs. After the 40 minutes cooking time continues, you're cooking your sauce with the meatballs in for as long as desired. Please note, you may also bake the meatballs at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 25 minutes or until it's cooked thorough. Pretty cool, huh? Yep. Yeah, there you go. It's very well received. What is the rating on this recipe? It even tell us? I think if you hover over it does, but it doesn't do that now. But it looks like it's a it's a 5-star review. Yeah, it's pretty good. You have to try this, guys. It's very well received. Anyway, we'll move on to one more. Let's talk about the chocolate frosty. Yeah. Also submitted by the Kitten Cow. I'm sorry, but you get the idea. But anyway, this is a quick and easy recipe. We'll finish off with this one, ready in 5 minutes. Yields 2 cups, 7 ingredients, serves 24. Here's what you need. You need 1/2 cup of butter, softened. You can use margarine, but the flavor will not be the same, though. 2 2/3 cups of confectioner's sugar that's sifted. Excuse me. 1/3 cup of 1/2 and 1/2 cream. You can also use unwhipped whipping cream in place of the 1/2 and 1/2. Or 1/3 cup of milk. You can use unwhipped whipped cream also in the place of the 1/2 and 1/2 too. And 1 1/2 teaspoons of vanilla. And now you have to choose one of the following. 1/3 cup of unsweetened cocoa powder that's sifted for light. 1/2 cup of unsweetened cocoa powder sifted for medium. Or it's 1/3 cup of 1/3 cup. 1/3 cup of unsweetened cocoa powder for light. It has to be sifted. 1/2 cup of unsweetened cocoa powder that's also sifted for medium. And 3/4 cup of unsweetened cocoa powder that's also sifted for the dark rich. So there you go. Anyway, let's breeze through this. Anything? First, you want to cream the butter in a small bowl. Blend in the cocoa powder, the amount desired for a light, medium, or dark flavor, which I just read earlier. Vanilla, confectioner's sugar, alternately with the cream. Beat with an electric mixer until the desired texture is achieved. And please note, because of the additional cocoa powder, more cream may have to be added in to reach desired consistency. So there you go. Anyway, that is it for this recipe, guys. So there you go. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and park commercial it, guys. That seems fair enough. Yeah. since we don't have other ones in, we'll just dump our own one in. Let's put this one in. There we go. Yeah. And, And apologies if that video is so loud, but I will admit though, it's not as bad as the other one, though. The other one was just getting on my nerves. So there you go. The other video was basically a dude playing a video game, just laughing his butt off for whatever reason. I do not know why. But anyway, we're going to play Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. And after that, we're going to play a song from the 90s called, where are you at? What should I play, guys? It has to be like 3 minutes, because that song was just, I put in now. Let's play the Scrubs, how about that? There we go. There we go. But anyway, coming up after this commercial break will be TMZ Celebrity News, guys. So pretty interesting. But there you go. But anyway, enough all that. Yeah. I don't know why I said that so many times, but oh well. But there you go. Again, I did close my door, but it doesn't help the fact that video gets so loud. But it could have been that gamer that laughs his butt off. In fact, I don't think it is, but it could be. It isn't. It's the, two guys there that do their own videos for storytelling. Oddly enough, our Spotify creators page told us we were storytellers, so pretty cool. Anyway, enough of all that. Coming up after the commercial break will be, I forgot what the music was now. Oh yeah, Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time, and TLC, No Scrubs. And by the way, I just discovered recently, TLC did the song for Nickelodeon's All That. Pretty interesting, huh? Anyway, enough all that. Anyway, coming up is TMZ Celebrity News. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was No Scrubs by TLC and Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, I have turned up my mic a little bit so you can hear me better, of course, because apparently my brother has decided to take his business to the living room. Doesn't really matter. But that means we don't have to worry about the videos anymore, so now we'll do TMZ Celebrity News. Yes! And we're going to kick it off with Brian Thompson with a bomb threat at murdered CEO's house hours after his assassination. Excuse me? I think Brian Thompson's the guy who's the CEO of the UnitedHealthcare, I believe. Yep. 12 hours after UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson was assassinated in his New York City home, someone has indeed made a bomb threat targeting his Minnesota house. So, according to documents from the Maple Grove Police Department that was obtained by TMZ, yeah, a city attorney from Maple Grove received an email threat that claimed there was a pipe bomb at Brian's home. Interesting. The threat came in on Wednesday just after 7 p.m. The bomb squad was dispatched and they did not find any explosive device at all. So, let's see this about. Oh, okay, there we go. Okay, so the bomb squad also went to Brian's, okay, so the bomb squad also went to Brian's estranged wife's, Polly Thompson's house just a few blocks away. Brian and Paulette have been separated for years, though, but they live close to each other anyway. And one of their two kids, I guess you could say, is still a minor. The security at Paulette's home had told the police a female in the Jeep Renegade had put stuff in her mailbox about 15 minutes before the officers had arrived at the scene. Security had saw the Jeep had an Illinois license plate and stated the content of the object in the mailbox had appeared to be an envelope of the size of a cell phone. Police used a canine, if I had to guess a German Shepherd, to check the mailbox, but it didn't find anything inside though, thank God. That's nice, I guess. The police had interviewed Paulette and several other people, but they all said they saw nothing suspicious anyway. Paulette had told cops earlier, too, that Brian had received previous threats, but she did not know who made them, so who knows? And that's actually it for that story, so we don't know what happened. Oh, well. Anyway, enough of all that. Joey Lawrence reconciles with his strange wife. Yes. Months just following their divorce filing. Ah, yeah. There's exclusive details, too. Joey Lawrence and his strange wife are working for their differences. They are rekindling their relationship months after she just filed for divorce, TMZ has just learned. Sources directly connected to the couple have told TMZ that Joey and his wife of those 2 years, Samantha Cope, are actually back together, and they plan on calling off their divorce after all. Yeah! Well, it's unclear right now why or when they actually even reconciled, or sources say it was recent, and it's clear they definitely rebuilt their relationship. Yeah! Let's read this now. So, Lawrence first revealed things were warming up with Cope through an Instagram post Wednesday night. He shared a loved-up pic of them and wrote in the caption, "He is galaxies beyond thankful." Samantha Cope responded to the comments to the message with a heart emoji and literally said, "Love ya." So, relationship repaired after all, I guess. The recognition's pretty shocking given Samantha filed for divorce less than 4 months ago and asked for 100% physical custody of their daughter, with Joey only getting to visit their kid with her sign-off. Oh my god, that is so sad. Lawrence was accused of cheating on Cope with Melina Alves, the writer of a movie he's starring in, Socked In for Christmas. Yeah, he's in Socked In. Well, he's Socked In, but you get the idea. With her husband claiming divorce talks that Joey and Melina started a sexual relationship back in March. Lawrence had denied cheating allegations in the aftermath of the divorce filing by saying his bond with Al's was just based on shared experiences and mutual understanding. It was just not physical intimacy. That's all. Well, Joey claimed his two kids from a previous relationship would never be accepted by Samantha. A major rift in their relationship, though he's since taken that statement off his Instagram page, so... Oh well. We did try to reach out to Joey and Samantha for more on their reunion, but they haven't said anything, so that's quite unfortunate. But oh well. Anyway, we might have time for one more story. Maybe. Angel Reese, fangirls during meetup with Rihanna, let's work together. Angel Reese had shot her shot with Rihanna, and it appears to have even worked, because the two agreed to work together after meeting each other on Wednesday. That link happened at the Footwear News Achievement Awards in New York City, where the Chicago Sky star had accepted Style Influencer of the Year honors. And of course, as always, the Riri was there with her bae, ASAP Rocky. And Reese totally lost it when they crossed their paths. Let's just read this. Screw it. Not doing that. The WNBA star shared their memorable moment on her Instagram story, calling Rihanna the good old queen and revealing her desire to become teammates. Rihanna liked that idea, replying, "Let's do it. I'm always ready." Partnering with Rihanna, anything is major. She's one of the biggest pop stars of the century. Launched several successful businesses, including Fenty Beauty, and was declared a billionaire by Forbes in 2021. So, Reese quickly became a fan favorite at the WNBA after going 7th overall in the 2024 WNBA Draft, sparking endorsement deals with brands like Reebok, Beats by Dr. Dre, oh yeah, and Reese's. But no word on what exactly that two will do together. But considering both their track records, it's safe to say it'll be a hit after all. Yeah. Anyway, that's it for TMZ Celebrity News, guys. Coming up next segment, we're going to play Pokemon Go. Yeah. As always, we're putting our commercial in now. You already did that. Yeah. I put a 4-minute one in this time so I can play a certain song. Or maybe I should. Yeah, I'll do that. Okay. Okay. Ant, really? Who knows? I hope they. Okay, yeah, soda's over there. Okay. Half, 1/2, 2.5, 3.5. Okay, so that'd be the other one there. There we go. Okay. That should work, and then we'll just put the Verve in. In the 90s, of course. Yep. Alright, so coming up, we'll just have one song. It'll be the Verve Bittersweet Symphony. There we go. Which is, of course, I'm pretty sure I already know what's from. It is, yep, from Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates of Infinity. Yeah! Anyway, enough of all that, and of course we'll play Pokemon Go in the next segment, and at 9 a.m. of course, you already do that, but who cares? But anyway, enough of all that, coming up is Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. We will be right back right after this with more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club in the second half. Don't go away, we'll be right back. Yep. Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve from the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates of Infinity soundtrack. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. It is Thursday, December 5th, 2024, and we have now made it to the second half, so here we go with Pokemon Go. Here we go. From the Natick. Don't forget to not play it while driving, guys, even though I do it anyway. Well, I'm not the one that drives, but you get the idea. Okay, that should be good enough. Let's get some sound going. Okay, sound is already on, so all we have to do is just turn off silence. If I get the... There we go. It's like... there we go. Okay, those gems have been yellow far enough. I might have to change them later. We'll see, though. Let's catch ourselves a Jigglypuff. Yeah! There we go. Jigglypuff was caught. Yes. Okay. But was it worth? We'll see. Yeah, only one star? Of course it is. Goodbye. Well, okay. Meowth, we'll see what you're worth. Give me some candy, mister. At least I'll give you some guys some sound effects, at least. But yeah, that's the same as a Jigglypuff. Excuse me. Jennifer. So it might not be worth anything, even if it's only like a CP26. Sorry about my coughing. Oop, not that. Looks pretty promising. Probably not gonna be worth anything at all, really. I do intend to throw it away. Yep, it's worth nothing, but it's heavy and tall, so hold on to it. Probably have other bug types that are heavy and tall though, but we'll see. Anyway, I think that's it here. Is there like a mission? Yep, I knew that was gonna happen. Two more to go, darn it. I'm still the Elk Mural, though, but they're gonna have to kill that gym sometime to get me coins, but oh well. Yeah. Anyway, enough all that, there's, some cool stuff here in the shop. We'll claim my free box. Actually, what we can do is claim my, Go Battle League Research Pass, cause it's a new season now. We'll also claim my free, box as well. And there we go! That's all we need there. Special... or caught free Pokemon under Dual Destiny. Collect 500 Max Sparkles. Yes, they're still gonna continue on with the Max Battles, it looks like. But they're just on a different season now. But yeah, but that doesn't stop them from still doing the max stuff or whatever, so at least they're still doing that. But yeah, can we heal you up? I've got a potion, I could at least get used at some point, that's not a whole lot, but yeah. Anyway, it's 9:05, not really sure what else we can do, sorry if the video's so loud, but yeah, I did say the video could get pretty loud, I wish it was like power up, my throat's not wanting to clear up too. Anyway, Yep, okay, so we'll check on my buddy here. This isn't good for me, I know. Suck it up. Alright. Yeah. Really nothing here. I could use my incense, I guess, but usually I don't like doing that unless I'm out and about, but, all we're really gonna do is just give you one at the very least, so there you go. So, yeah, we'll just save that for later, is there anyone that needs to be revived? No. Does not look like it. Incense will affect for 60 minutes. Daily events or incense effects for 15 minutes. I do not have any lucky eggs, it looks like. Looks like I have a raid pass, 2 premium battle passes, 1 remote pass, and the Go Battle League research pass. Yes. And a bunch of Bueller modules. Mostly regular ones, but 4 Glacial, 8 Mossy, 2 Magnetic, and 1 Ready. Yay. Anyway, I'll just stop here for now. I'll keep the game on for now, but I'm going to put the silent so it doesn't, like, do anything weird. Anyway, I also think I'm going to turn this down just a slight hair, because that video, even in the living room, it gets loud too. I do not know why. It's weird. Doesn't really matter, though. It could be that other guy that laughs his butt off. But it's not. That guy was a complete idiot. Well, he's not an idiot. He's just laughing his butt off because he's just having a good time. You should have seen my KSKJ TV gameplay, by the way, guys. It's really cool. But anyway, I didn't even tell you what I put in. It's Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. I still have yet to put the next song in. It is going to be, I'm just trying to find stuff in here. I still have time to figure it out, guys. Don't you worry. Has to be something that's about 3 minutes at the very least. It could be Britney Spears or EMF. I think we'll do Unbelievable EMF. How long? I'm trying to figure out how long that Baby Got Back song was, if we have it here. Yeah, we have it, but it's 4 minutes. So we'll save that for later. So I guess, let's just, actually we'll not play Fatboy Slim. We'll play EMF. How about that? Have yet to play that before on this show. So, coming up after the commercial break will be Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, and EMF, Unbelievable for you guys, so that'll be fun. So, yeah, and then after the commercial break, like I said, that could be a hit and miss kind of thing. I'm thinking maybe we'll do more Pokemon Go, we could do, something else, but like I said, that morning show, it could be kind of a hit and miss kind of thing, but you know what? I just realized I have this thing here that runs Windows 98 on here, and I was thinking maybe we could play with it for a little bit for the next 10 minutes coming up, just for the heck of it. I mean, I don't really have a whole lot installed on it or whatever. I mean, I do have at least Midtown Madness installed on here or whatever, so we could play that at least. So we'll play that at the very least. I don't know if you need a CD for it, but I'll probably try and see if we can just play it without the CD. I think I did a complete installation. I can't remember, though. But we'll find out and see. I did install Pong on it from Atari, the next level, but it wouldn't work. It would just crash, and it just froze up and just crashed. Same spot, just froze up and crashed, so maybe it's just not compatible, so who knows. But anyway, enough all that. Coming up is Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, and EMF Unbelievable. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Unbelievable. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it is now time for our hit and miss segment, which in this case, we'll be messing around with our Windows 98 system, I guess you could say, which is actually through a cool emulation known as PCM. Pretty cool, huh? So, yeah, here we go with that. We'll just go to this right now. I'm just going to move this over a little bit so I can actually see the audio level of what's going on. I think there's a CD in here, I think. Yep, okay, it's Kingsman 1. Let's just empty that. Okay, I don't care about that. And what we're going to do now is we're going to turn this up a little bit. Well, it's already turned up. We're going to turn this thing up a little bit, the music volume. We'll just turn it up just a small bit. Okay, that should work. And momentarily, Lude, you should hear something here. Maybe not. Well, it is not muted, I don't think. Turn it up just a little bit more. Okay, yeah, I could hear it that time. It needed to be turned up a little bit more. Okay, there we go. That's as best I'll get. I mean, it doesn't have to be that loud. So here we go. We're going to play Midtown Madness. Assume it doesn't require the CD, which it could very well need it. I don't think it does. It would have asked it for me by now. I don't have my controller hooked up, so I'm just going to use the keyboard, which should work good enough. Alright, it's like race, cruise, yes, change. We'll just leave these time of day liver stains alone. I just want to get rid of cops. That'll definitely help us. And we'll hide pedestrians too. Actually, we're gonna hide the traffic as well. I want the whole city to myself. Take that car. There we go. Here we go. We're gonna play some Midtown Madness, guys. Here we go. I think the volume has to be up all the way to hear it better, though, I think. Yeah. But I don't really feel like
doing
that. Here's
your chance to check out your vehicle and the environment to see exactly what you got.
That should work. It's really easy to hear most of the effects. So we got the whole city to ourselves. That's interesting. So here we go. There goes nothing. Alright, so I'm going straight right now. This is a good old windy city of Chicago, as they call it. Yep, pretty cool, huh? Don't really see any pedestrians here, of course. Oh, I almost made it there, but oh well. It was just about to close on me, but I barely made it. Just barely. It was worth a try. Sometimes I like to goof off and not. Like, oh, I'm not going to make the bridge on accident. We'll see if we'll do that near the end of the segment. This emulation uses a Surface Logic video card. It's not really the best. It's not really dropping frames, I don't think. It just uses software rendering, I think. That donut there, damn it. Pour my sandwich there. The D word isn't really a bad word in my opinion. It probably is, but I think it's the word hell that. Everyone says the word hell is also a bad word, but it's like, why are they saying it isn't, though? It's like, the All American Rejects use it in their song, gives you hell. I mean, what's wrong with that, really? It's like, hands and shit. It's probably hands, if I had to guess. Thought it was, but was not. I don't know. Could have been. But, you know, let's just go a different route. And this Midtown Madness game, it came out in 1990. I wish it would be older. It could have less intensive graphics. So, this came out in 1999, by the way. Midtown Madness 2 came out in 2000. And I have, and for some reason I can't get to run on PCM because for some reason it just has trouble having to verify the ISO image. I just think it doesn't like being ran from an ISO image. Which makes sense because I think that game is probably hard-coded to only run on a CD. But if it's burnt to like an actual CD from an ISO, would that run either? I wouldn't think it would, but probably not, but we'll see though. I wonder if this is a drawbridge too. If it is, we'll probably just goof off and just stop here. I want to see if it does drawbridge. I don't know if this one does though. That one does. I don't know if it does or not. Let's see if we can hear that does it. Maybe it does, I don't know. Probably not. Always quit out of it manually if we have to. It's not the end of the world. Here's our chance, guys. Let's do it. Ah, damn it. It's going down. Of course it is. Let's go a different way now. Yeah. We went down. You can always play out of the game manually, so it's not the end of the world. But still, I like the... There's a funny thing it says at the end. I really would like to say to you guys. So, here's our chance. Going to take this very slowly. See if we can do it. Come on. Don't go down. It's hard to do with the keyboard. I don't think it's gonna work. Maybe I got... Nope. Oh, too late. I'll run low on time. We'll just... So, it gonna work, guys. We'll just quit out of the game. We'll just... I can tell you what it said. I can at least tell you what it would say. It'll say, sleep with the fishies. That's what it'll say. Well, it doesn't say with the fishies. It just says, sleep with the fishes. But, there you go. But, yeah, we're just gonna quit out this game now.
It's not gonna end like this, Mewtwo!
If you're wondering who that is, that's Ash Ketchum, by the way. But yeah, that is a custom Pokemon the First Movie theme. Anyway, we're gonna move this back where it was before, and... Yeah, close enough. Actually, I think it was not there before. It was over here. Yeah. There we go. Well, it wasn't there before, but that is a little bit better than I thought last time. But anyway, that's us messing around with an old computer game, I guess you could say. and we're going to put a commercial break in now. We're running really low on time. So we better do this really quick. Two and a half. Three. That should work. Let's put the music in. Let's put a 90s song in first. Well, let's start with Kinks' Paradise by Coolio, and after that, an 80s song. Let's just do Billy Joel, Uptown Girl. How about that? Anyway, coming up is Coolio, Kinks' Paradise featuring LV. And Billy Joel, Uptown Girl, because hesitation, guys, just saying. But anyway, that's it. And in the last segment, like I said, it'll just be your traditional recap and weather report. Simple as that. But anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Uptown Girl by Billy Joel and Kinks' Paradise by Coolio right here on the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, we've reached the final segment of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. So there you go. It is 9:40 a.m. And for our last segment, we are going to do a recap and a weather report. First things first, we'll just read the weather, guys. Makes sense. I did not realize that video would get so loud, but oh well. I hope it's not too loud, guys. I may have to turn down my mic even more, guys. but oh well, at least it isn't that utter idiot that laughs his butt off. But anyway, like I said, we have the air stagnation advisory up to the fact. Let me see if it applied. Okay, no, it still tells Saturday, December 7th at 4 a.m. Okay, so I'll just go back. We still gotta wait for the darn thing to load, which takes, there we go. I was about to say takes forever, but loaded ahead of time. Here's today's weather. Clouds and sunshine with a stray shower this afternoon. High of 44. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Low of 32. And the air quality is fair. 30 degrees Fahrenheit with freezing fog. Wind is south-southwest, 1 mile per hour, with gusts up to 1 mile per hour. 10-day weather forecast today, 44 high, 32 low. An afternoon shower in spots with 40% chance of precipitation. Tonight, mostly cloudy. On Friday, it'll be 46 high, 37 low with low clouds. Cloudy, a little rain late. On Saturday, 55 high, 40 low. Cloudy with showers around. Showers around breezy early with a very high chance of precipitation. 95%. On Sunday, there'll be a couple of showers in the afternoon, partly cloudy evening. 51 high, 33 low, 84% chance. On Monday, December 9th, that's my birthday, by the way. 45 high, 30 low. Clouds giving way to some sun, mostly clear and cold, though, in the evening. On Tuesday, December 10th, it'll be 39 high, 30 low, with chilly with clouds of sun and overcast in the evening. On Wednesday, December 11th, and of course, my Windows 98 machine just went to screensaver course. But anyway, on Wednesday, December 11th, it'll be 45 high, 39 low, with considerable cloudiness in the afternoon, partly the mostly cloudy evening. On Thursday, December 12th, it'll be 46 high, 40 low, with mostly cloudy skies in the afternoon. Cloudy with some occasional rain, but however, it always has a 1% chance. On Friday, December 13th, it'll be 47 high, 48 low, with occasional morning rain, and periods of rain in the evening with a 56% chance. And then on Saturday, December 14th, it'll be 45 high, 46 low, with periods of rain and periods of rain all day with a 60% chance. The sun-moon phase will be, a sun phase will be 8 hours and 56 minutes. And the moon phase is a waxing crescent. Air quality is fair. Dust and dander is high, rest is low. So there you go. Anyway, enough of all that. Now for our recap. In the first segment, we did weather, obviously. I forget what else we did. Oh, yeah, we talked about our Spotify rap thing, where basically told us we were a storyteller about our podcast and how popular we were and how our youngest listeners were here in America, I guess you could say. Our oldest listeners were in Switzerland and all that good stuff, and they all liked drum and bass and pop music, fun stuff, and they also liked listening to the one and only Jordan B. Peterson podcast, quote-unquote. Excuse me. In the second episode, not second episode, but what am I thinking? This ain't a KHKJ show. This is, second segment, I mean. In the second segment, we talked about food talk, and we took a break from the gingerbread recipes and talked about some of Kit and Cal's recipes, which I think is such a cute name, by the way. Lots of Kit in the name, because here you go. And we read her meatball recipe and her one and only chocolate frosting recipe, of course. So there you go. In the third segment, we just talked about various TMZ articles, stuff like that, just as some people refer to as boring stuff, but you get the idea. But anyway, I know one of them was about Ray Ray, one of them was about some Samantha's divorce that's no longer going on now, so that's fun. And I think the one in the middle, I can't remember now, that might have been the divorce thing, but I can't remember, but there you go. And yeah, And then after that, we played Pokemon Go, of course. After that, we played on my Windows 98 system for about a little bit, and then goofed off with it, just played Midtown Madness with some sound with it, and just see what's going on. Obviously, it's on screensaver right now, which, of course, is pretty fun. Could switch it back, but it's okay, though. You can also hear the music from it, but I don't want to turn it up, though, because our show goes on to YouTube Music, and one time when I played the music from the football game, which had Sean Kingston, it actually detected the music from that, but because the music from it is okay to be on YouTube, I already knew it'd be okay, so that's why I was, I decided, you know what, it'll be okay to play this, so I decided, you know, I'll allow it, because I already knew that music would be okay to play on our show if we upload to YouTube, because I knew that would be okay, even though if it detected it, which it obviously did, but it'd be okay. But I'm afraid of playing the music on this screensaver, though, because I don't know if it's, like, going to be, like, if YouTube detects it, if it'll be, like, all region block or whatever. If it is, then that means, oh, no, I'm gonna have to, like, mute the audio. So, yeah, very fun. Anyway, so I'll just leave it off for now. But anyway, that might do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, because I pretty much talked about every segment. I've already read the weather, too, so in this segment as well. So, really nothing more to talk about here, guys. It's just nothing more. So, there you go. Yep. Even though the fact my fans and my computer are going nuts right now, but oh well. We'll just put our last commercial in. Makes sense. Put that one in. Cool, though. But we don't need to. Put that one instead. And there's our free mint break. There you go. Anyway, we'll put our music in now. We will... Let's put a 70s song in. We do that usually just before the break. So just before we... finish off. We'll finish off with Seals and Crofts, Summer Breeze. And after that, we'll officially finish it off with Backstreet Boys, Larger Than Life. Simple as that. And after that, as always, just play this music again. Simple as that. There you go. So yeah, nothing too exciting there. So there you go. But yeah, pretty fun. Pretty fun. Anyway, that's pretty much it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Thursday, December 5th, 2024, guys. It's probably a little bit better compared to the other morning shows I did this week, but maybe not as bad, but there has been worse shows. I mean, there wasn't any interruptions. At least, you get what I'm saying. Not, like, any worse interruptions, like, I mean, there could have been, but they were only done during breaks, I think. So, there you go. But anyway, enough of all that. I guess I will see you on Friday, everyone, for on December 6th. And don't forget, I will be doing a huge birthday bash on my morning show, too, which will be on a Monday, by the way. And I will be doing a morning show on my birthday, by the way, lock it or lump it. But it will be a pretty cool morning show. I'm hoping it'll be a very fun morning show, too, because I'll be celebrating my birthday on that morning show, believe it or not. So it'll be really fun, guys. So I hope you'll enjoy it. I'm hoping that morning show will not be an everything went wrong morning show. But we'll see what happens. But anyway, until next time, I'll see you on December 6th, everyone, which will be a Friday. But until then, I'll see everyone on the 6th, everyone. Goodbye, everyone.